Go to town.
Well, we'll call the meeting to order, and I notice legislator Barfiglio is here, and the chairman Ken Ronk is here, and we're missing Rich, Manajo, and TJ Briggs. You all have a copy of the minutes of our last meeting. Any omissions, deletions, corrections, or whatever?
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Okay, carried. Now, I have there's a resolution that we put in to investigate why there was a potential plan to renovate the existing family court facility was never presented to the legislature in August of 2015. I mean, we have half the committee is not here. I can't see any sense in getting into this until we have the full committee here and find out what's going on. So I think I'll just either postpone it or pull it, and we can do it next time. So that's that.
What do you want to do?
In terms of the...
Probably withdrawn by sponsors the most.
In terms of the EMS board, we a month ago invited the EMS coordinator to come by, which was really a part of the Narcan committee that started.
You can, yeah.
You know, that same little group that evolved into two different committees to find out how they're doing in the county. I mean, just as a little report, one community, Olive, had real problems with their EMS volunteers. Problems meaning none. No people. And they went and went 24/7 and hired a driver and two EMS people full time on call. Because everywhere I go, people are telling me that there's lack of volunteerism, a lack of participation. I think somebody even told me in Woodstock where they said, oh, we really have no problem. They have signs up, please, we need volunteers.
I know there are some areas in the county. I think Ellenville or Worthing might be one of them, actually pay mobile life support for a dedicated ambulance, during especially certain hours because there's just not enough.
That's possible. Yeah. Briggsy's involved in that. But in Olive, they did look into.
We've been talking about
to pay in a mobile life or somebody. It was just too expensive.
It's very expensive.
Too expensive. I mean, they would have needed. And since we don't have a report here, I mean, they would have needed. I don't want to make some stupid statement like $300 or $400 cases a year. I mean, calls a year or more. So they elected to go full time with the best they could. They significantly. Increased their went over their cap and they voted for it, and I think they recognized it was a problem. But in terms of that, the guy called or sent Jay a note today and said can't make it. So
I got just the opposite problem in the Sopus.
You got too many people?
Well, no, but I've gotten sit downs with people from Mobile Life, another ambulance corps, who were saying that 911 is calling kind of a Sopus volunteer ambulance for Kingston issues.
Say that again, Carl. I missed the first
they're
part.
They're fighting over who's getting what, like a territorial thing?
Yeah, well.
Some people from Mobile Life were telling me that Sopus is getting a lot of calls for Kingston.
The Sopus volunteers to come across the bridge?
Yes. Well, now, this was like maybe 6 months ago, and
What do they? What do the volunteers say? Anything?
Well, they
not true or.
You have one private organization who's in it to make money, and then a volunteer agency. So the private is complaining that they're stepping on their toes.
But they're not in that town, though, in a different town.
Well, in Kingston, yeah.
In Kingston.
And they get the call from the fire control. And I asked fire control, who doles out the calls? I mean, what's, and we went through this whole exercise in how many calls the SOPAS took over Mobile Life in the city of Kingston or in the SOPAS. I don't know if they've ever resolved it, but... Here's an issue where there's too much coverage for people stepping on each other's toes.
We don't have that problem in the mountains.
No.
I mean, as a matter of fact, Shandaken had a big problem because an auditor went over the books and found out for the last 10 years that they were not paying their volunteers enough. They would give a stipend of $10 a night or $20 a night to sit at home and be on call, and they wound up owing $100,000. And they were an automatic response to Boyceville and Aniora, and they gave that up. So anyway, the guy didn't give a reason for not showing up, so he didn't show. He's not here. I can't imagine why he wouldn't have sent an email. I got to work, or I got sick, or something.
Was that Steve Parrish?
No.
He didn't get the job. Remember Rick Mogulady got it?
I thought he got the emergency management job.
The EMS coordinator.
Oh, he got the EMS coordinator. Okay.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Parrish was on that committee.
Yes.
So, I just don't know. Maybe someday we'll find out what happened. I got a strange feeling that the department heads don't come to the committees when they're asked to come, so I don't know if that's part of it or not. Having said that, you all got a copy of the letter that we sent to RUPCO, thanking them for their work and asking them if they have any suggestions or ideas for the county in terms of... housing and what they're concerned with, and thus far they have not responded. So having said that, Carl, I didn't see you at the last meeting. I was here. I don't know what it was, but you were at you left and you went to the budget hearing.
Yes.
I was going to ask you, because time is of the essence, to put in a budget amendment for to update the 2006 housing study that was done. I didn't know if you wanted to. Hey, Nana Jo, how are you?
Well, we got. I'm good. I apologize for some reason.
That's okay.
I had 5:30 in my mind.
So, I put it in to update the study. I mean, there certainly appears to be no question that there's active low-income housing, there's active senior housing, but the workfare housing, the
I just printed all the budget amendments today, but they're in the car. I didn't bring them up. I didn't think I'd need them. Can I see that one?
Manager Joe, before you got here, the chap from the Emerging Madison not coming.
Okay.
He told us this afternoon, so that's about it. I would really like to have found out if there were plenty of volunteers around the world, or if other communities are having problems, or what they're trying to do to improve it. If you remember, we brought Carl, did you come up to Voiceful when those folks came down from the Adirondacks and talked about what they did within their own rescue squad. It was almost 2 years ago now.
No, I don't think I made that one.
Okay. No. Well, from where?
Johnsburg.
I remember you talking about it.
Johnsburg came down and...
And they paid their EMS.
They think they're a combination. Yeah. But that's the route they went, and like I said, just said Olive went that route because they just had no volunteers. And
well, getting back to the housing study, now, there still is a housing commission. It never got sunsetted.
They
and
what?
They don't meet anymore. The housing commission, well, the county housing commission, they don't meet anymore. But there wasn't a sunset clause to say when it was going to terminate.
Well, but we haven't. When we had the RUPCO people came and spoke to us, they addressed that. They just veered off and are doing the continuum life. And so nobody's doing it. So it's not, this is not a question of abolishing it.
Right.
It's a question of when you read reports out of Albany and out of other areas studying the housing situation and the cost of housing in Ulster County, they keep saying that it's very critical, there's a lack of supply, and very expensive. The last study was done in 2006, so I guess that's 10 years ago now. Update it, and then the legislature can decide, do they want to be concerned with housing? Do they want to repeal that housing?
Right. Here's what, I mean, we had this discussion. I don't know if it was in UCAN. It may have been in UCAN. And I had suggested that we contact people like RUPCO, people like the Birches, because they kind of have a handle on the housing situation, because obviously they're building. And there's obvious a need for it. Was that in UCAN?
Mm-mm.
Where was that?
It was
that
here.
Oh, was
and they came.
Oh.
They
no,
made,
after that.
You may have been in Buffalo
right,
or somewhere.
That's where I was. I was in
was
Buffalo.
In
you were in Buffalo when they talked
Niagara
about
Falls.
It.
And
right.
You talked about this.
Okay.
And so we sent them a letter,
right.
As you can see, and they're just asking them.
Buffalo and family got copied on that.
Oh, okay.
October 26th. Yeah, because I think I might have mentioned that I had spoken to someone from RUPCO a while back during the Rosendale Town Hall issue. And I had gone to the Rosendale Town Hall for, I don't know if it was a public hearing on the proposed new town hall, which was going to be on Creek Locks Road.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Right. And
quite RUPCO, a while.
It wasn't Kevin O'Connor. It wasn't. It was someone I didn't know, but he introduced himself as RUPCO. And, you know, I mentioned to him that Steve Aaron was also in the bidding process to do that project. And he said, yeah, but, you know, they're our competitor. So the more people we get that are competitors, like I'd like to see a letter go out to the Birches, too, besides family and RUPCO. But I know I was away.
Well, I sent one to RUPCO.
Right.
I mean, they seem like they're a little more interested in moving past the senior or low-income housing. For instance, they wanted to, they explored or played with the idea of...
sober homes.
Carl, about the... for the safe houses.
Right, yeah, sober homes.
Sober homes. And, you know, nobody else has even approached that yet. So, right now, the housing thing is in limbo.
Let me stay with that for a second,
ahead.
John. I think the main thing, and I agree with you, to include maybe to use, you know, the same letter, but just adapt it to include a few other, particularly senior low-income housing developers. But I think the main thing is to get their input as to how to resolve this issue of the housing consortium versus the continuum of care so we can come up with a recommendation to the legislature. To leave it, you know, hanging. I mean, I think it was really good that we focused in on this, and it should be updated. But maybe a little bit more input, because ultimately we'll get lots of input once there's a piece of a recommendation, a resolution, or it would be a resolution, you know, whatever we come up with. I thought it was I'm sorry you missed it. It was a really interesting meeting, and I appreciate focusing on that because it hasn't been in the conversation, and it's kind of, it is one of those real loose ends that we should tie up.
Well, there's a resolution, there's a budget amendment in to update the study.
To update the study.
So that if, in fact, we can do it, we'd have something to present. The legislature would have something to look at and then present to the interested businesses.
I just know that our chairman tends not to like to just do more studies all the time and wants to get some action. So, but
I think that updating a study that was done that long ago, I think is a worthwhile.
Okay.
Purpose.
For so anybody wants to be a co-sponsor of it, that's fine. It was timely, and Don needed to get it in, and
I appreciate your doing that.
And I didn't see you and Carl had left the meeting.
Yeah, we can add in.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I had an issue last year with some housing in the Sopus, and it had to do with building code violations. And actually, I had a person come to the legislature. I did not know he was coming, and pointed me out during public comment, and tried to explain to the legislature the inequities of this building that the county was paying for. And I believe they were paying rents in excess of $230,000 a year. And when I approached the county about, you know, isn't anybody concerned about the living conditions in this place, and I was told that there are no low-income housing, you know, or subsidized housing slots, whether it be for RUPCO or for social services, and that they needed these 21 beds. And I'm not saying they were willing to overlook building code violations, but the houses, in my opinion, is at substandard.
Would that be a town zoning people or a health department?
Yes, I got into it with our town building inspector, and they got the owner to fix the immediate violations.
One of the biggest problems that we have with finding areas for subsidized housing in particular is when you get housing assistance through DSS, if you have two children, they're both males, they have to have separate rooms. If you have a hotel room, you need enough rooms. If you have a family housing, never mind. If you have multiple bedrooms and you have children, each child needs to have their own bedroom. That was something I learned when I was on the committee that had authority over DSS a few years ago. You need to have separate rooms. You can't, when I was a kid, I shared a room with my younger brother. That's just what happened. That was the rooms we had. When you're dealing with DSS, that you can't do that. So that's one of the struggles, is to find suitable housing, you know, that you could even subsidize for people with enough rooms.
Okay, but part of what this study could be, not necessarily...
Yeah, I understand.
...for that. I mean, I just know kids, youngsters, people that are doing the EMS stuff or cosmetology. They're getting out of high school, they're getting out of college, and there's nothing to rent. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, they certainly can't buy.
Yep.
And it's not very glamorous stuff, but it's, to me, it becomes economic development and the creation of a workforce that can stay here that may bring other stuff. So, no sense of beating a dead horse on it. I mean, if it doesn't pass, it doesn't pass, and if it does, it does. And I just think it's everything I've read indicates that housing is important.
I'll make a deal with you. I'll be a co-sponsor on this, but you have to be there to argue your point. I'm not going to argue it for you. So tomorrow, starting at 1, I'm not sure what the schedule is. I'm not going to argue the point for you because you know more about this than I do, and I'm not going to be able to do it justice.
Well, I will do it. I will be there. I mean, listen, I don't have an arm's length full of statistics. I'm just pretty much going to say what I just said.
No, I understand. I'm just saying it's not like resolution.
It's not like I'm trying to be Perry Mason there.
I haven't done the homework, and don't expect me to be the one to argue the point when I don't.
No, I'm going to be there. Okay. I'm going to be there.
Where are we taking the money from? Contingency?
Madam Joy didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. I want to know, you know, we have to have budget neutral, so I just was asking where. Thank you.
Well, how can it can't be budget neutral if it's a new thing, you know? It's that's a decision everybody's got to make.
It's contingency. That's all I was asking. Yeah. All right. Well, I think this is an important issue and one that does need to be visited, and I appreciate it.
Well, anybody have any laws or rules that they want us to look into? Any resolutions that have passed over the last 10 years, 5 years, 3 years? To see if they're effective and how they're doing. And
I know we had sent a letter to who did we send a letter to requesting to find the effectiveness of our mental health programs now that we privatized a lot of them. And did we get a response back?
That's a response.
Oh, that's a response? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Carl, let me tell you. When I get those responses, it's usually on this thing, and I can't read them anyway.
Right.
I get cross-eyed before it's all over. Yes, ma'am.
It seems to me that that's come up before, and that might be something for the comptroller to look into. I don't know, because I'm not that familiar with, you know, when we do a study or when we commission something. But it just seems to me that this has come up before. I know it's come up in our caucus, and so.
Right, because we wanted to actually find out what programs were available under Ulster County that aren't now. And I just recently spoke to a woman who's got a son who's autistic, and he goes to the Anderson School, and she told me that her program where he was going got cut. And didn't get replaced. Matter of fact, I'll ask her tomorrow what program that was.
Would you reach calls or call Jay or Mayor?
Well, she's going to be here tomorrow because her not-for-profit is one of my budget amendments.
Okay.
Well, there's two ends of this. There's the program cuts, which, you know, really we have to be very careful about or we end up, you know, with more homeless people and more serious problems. But there's also, is the money that we're spending being spent wisely? Are we getting the services we think we are? And I think that's the question that has come up. And there is a crunch. And because of that, it's very similar to housing, that, you know, people can take advantage of the county because we need to be sure the services are provided, but, you know, is it being done? I remember particularly with, and I think this came up more under housing, but young people that were in foster care, and what we were ending up paying for foster care. So I don't know whether that's really mental health per se, It's more about, you know, DSS and that whole issue of we want to be sure that that people aren't making a lot of money on other people's problems, and that the services that are being provided are really valuable for a valuable use of county dollars.
You know what happens a lot, Madam Chair? We never hear of the problem unless you run into somebody and they'll say, well, gee, this used to be done and now it's not anymore, and or there's a delay in services, or the schedule's been changed. Even food stamps, you know, a lot of people who have problems don't even know what services are available to them. And there's others that would say, don't tell them. Save us money. So the only way we can do it is if somebody hears of an issue. We did call we sent a letter over to mental health people, and they sent a response back. If there's some parts of it you're not satisfied with, then we can go further. I mean, some of those things get pretty complicated.
I'll send it out again.
Well, I don't have anything in particular right now.
Okay.
So much going on and, you know, kind of adjusting to concerns about how things are going to be in the future, and I haven't really... But I really do appreciate the housing, and looking forward to coming up with some good recommendations on that one.
Well, having said that,
we're gonna rescind every executive order the chairman has ever run.
Haven't read any, so that'll be a quick job at that.
Well, you can move to adjourn. We have no visitors, no guests.
Move. Yeah.
Oh, move. Second. Okay. Second. Favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you.